I've watched a lot of it, and yeah, it is, it's shocking viewing, and I suppose you have to remember as well that it's fiction, but apparently it's based on some, you know, some real life cases, and you know, you can see, you know, this toxic masculinity that everybody is talking about, and we've had great examples of that in the recent past, you know, just in relation to, you know, say the likes of Conor McGregor, who's been in the media, and I suppose the influence of these people on particularly, you know, our teenage boys. And, you know, they, I suppose it's an extreme, I suppose, topic of murder and online radicalization is what the series is about. And I'd say it's, you know, it's obviously more suitable for older teenagers. But definitely, I think, as, you know, as a topic of conversation and a guide to discussion, you know, just, you know, for students to have an opportunity to speak about it in a comfortable setting, I think, yeah, I think it'll be very worthwhile.
And Councillor, as you did point out, that the series is of course dramatised, and but you definitely think it's also beneficial not just for students to get to watch the show in a particular environment where they can learn about it and become more aware about what the internet has, but also as well for parents to be aware of the whole situation and what their kids are going through.
Yeah, I think, and I think that you know, the everything that's online, I think it's just out, it's passed everybody out, and you know, we're also older people. You know, I don't think we know half of what's going on online, and I do think that we have a responsibility, especially with our, you know, with our younger teenagers, for them not to have access to phones at such a young age. And I do see, you know, you do see children, you know, with their phones at a very young age. And I just, I don't think that the parents and realise how dangerous and how unsuitable it is for children to have any access to any sort of online content, because, you know, it's just what's out there, and you hear the stories, you know, it's horrendous. And then children think that they can't speak to their parents about it, or, you know, that they'll get into trouble, or they see stuff that they shouldn't be seeing. So I just think that there's a huge conversation nationally that has to take place.